All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Evil Ernie. This time we're doing 4-6. This is Fear Itself. Let's go ahead and get started. 15 months into the end. Okay, Evil Ernie has returned to the East Coast following his battle with the ancient Egyptian vampirist Purgatory. His relationship with the reluctant vampire assassin Chastity is over, and now he must face his past. As a direct result of Purgatory's mental invasion, Evil Ernie is prepared to come to terms with repressed memories in an attempt to learn more about his deadly powers. But the secrets of the past, once unlocked, may open a Pandora's box which could irrevocably change him forever. This time we've got Brian Polito, Philip Nutman, David Brewer, Curtis Arnold, and Jason Jensen. It was fear that first made gods in the world. Statius Thebius III. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, Franklin D. Roosevelt. What's up with you, boss? You've been silent since we left L.A. And why the hell are we back here? We got places to go, things to destroy. Long Branch, New Jersey. As Thomas Wolfe wrote, you can't go home again. Even though he derives a measure of pleasure from seeing the birthplace of his torment laid to waste, the victory feels hollow. Revenge, it's been said, is a dessert best eaten cold. Today it tastes bittersweet, and he knows he can gorge all he wants. But it isn't going to be any more fulfilling than a school cafeteria lunch. What is the square root of 11? Anyone? Fairchild? Fairchild? Robots, Fairchild? You're a hopeless student! What are we doing here? No, don't do it! Boss, no, you're not going to... Kakaboom! Come with me! What are you doing, you butthead? Why? Let us rest! Why revive us, you brat? Bad boy, Ernest. Shut up and listen. You made me. Deserve what you got. Why? Why? Show me. Show me. No, Ernest. No. No. Show me things I don't remember. Don't do it, Evil. We don't need this. I do. If the church won't help us, then we'll administer God's work ourselves. We'll beat and burn the devil out of him. Tonight's the night, boy. We're going to free you from your evil urges. No, go back further. But we're telling the truth, Father Bloody. He speaks to us without moving his lips. He makes things unnatural. Things happen. Like, for example... We need a new dishwasher. We never discussed it, but somehow he knew, and the next day the store delivered one, said we'd won a raffle. Sounds wonderful. Well, yes, but it sounds rather coincidental. I don't see how the sudden appearance of a dishwasher qualifies as evidence of demonic possession. But, you see, that's it. He makes things appear. He draws things, and then they happen. See? A charming coincidence. Come now, Miss Fairchild. A coincidence. Young Ernest is a sensitive boy. He's always very polite and thoughtful, but he appears quite withdrawn for his age, like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. It's unnatural. Are there troubles at home? Is there something you'd like to share with me? In confidence, of course. Hello, you're Ernest Fairchild, aren't you? Huh? He doesn't look weird. He's actually kind of cute. Hi. I'm Kate. My family just moved onto your block last week. It's okay. I don't bite. Hi. Mind if I sit down? This is a cool place. I like graveyards. They're so peaceful. She likes me? She's not afraid of me? Yeah, I guess. Yep, definitely cute. He'll be quite a dish when he's older. I hear you like to draw. What are you sketching? Just stuff? Can I see? Cool, looks like something out of Lord of the Rings. Ernest! How many times have I told you not to come here? But, Mom... Oh. It's dinner time, little mister. You know it makes your father very angry when we eat late. Ow! Ow! Mom, you're hurting me! As if he doesn't cause enough trouble for us. Now, girls, don't make a scene. Ow! You're hurting! Come here, boy! But I don't want to go among mad people, Alice remarked. You're my only friend, Smiley. What? I was a fucking mouse? A mouse? So you were my only friend. I cared for you. Keep going. Show us the truth. Go back to before, when we were happy. Lunch is ready. Come and get it. I love you, Mom. I love you, too. Can we go to the movies, Mom? Please? Go ask your father. What creepy movies. Ugh, you'll have nightmares, Ernest. They were just movies, Dad. They're not real. The dead can't really get up and walk. That's right. Just like cartoons, it's all make-believe. Mr. Sabotsky thinks Ernie has the potential to go to Harvard. We're blessed, and to think the doctor said our chances of having a child were limited. But it would be wonderful if we could have another. I'd so like Ernest to have a brother or sister. Then let's try again. I'm going to have a brother, Smiley, but you'll still be my best friend. I had to do it, Ingrid. There was no other option. We lost the Weltman Industries account. Times are tough for everyone, I'm sure. They understand. I'm sure they understand. They know you're a good man, Harold. But letting go half the workforce? I don't know if the mill's gonna survive. Well, let me turn a bad day into a good one. Hal, I'm pregnant. What? That's wonderful. That's it, Fairchild. You're out. You're bankrupt and we're foreclosing on the mill. You can't. Sorry, pal. It's over. Don't drink, Harold. Please. You know how drink destroyed your father. Please, darling. He was a failure. And I'm a failure, too. No. No, you're not. Oof. Whap. Let me alone. What am I going to do? Harold, don't do what your father did. Don't become him. Stop. Please, stop. I'm a failure. What am I going to do? Dad, Daddy, what's wrong? Get away from me, you little smartass. You think you're so perfect? Let me tell you something, little mister. The son of the father is just like his daddy. You're a failure like me. Whap! Aye! This has to stop. We can't go on like this. You can't go on like this. I know. I'm sorry. I'll go to AA. I promise. I'll get help. Let me make some coffee. Once the baby's born, I'll get a job. Work part-time, you'll start a new business. We can use the equity in the house for a loan. No, Ingrid. Your place is in the home. I'm the provider. Ah! A fucking rodent? Not in my house. Fuck this. No, Smiley. No, you son of a bitch. No. Splat. No, Smiley, my friend. You bring rodents into my house, you little shit. Dad, Daddy, enough of this. I need a drink. Screech. Oh, Lord. Give me another drink. Give me my car keys. Gonna teach that little brat a lesson. Yeah, Miss Fairchild? Skip at the watering hole here. Your husband's as drunk as a skunk. Yeah, I got his car keys. Come and pick him up before he starts a fight, will ya? I'm taking you to the hospital, Harold. You need help. No, I don't need help. Just get me home. Need to sleep. I hate you. I hate you. Die. Die. Smiley. Huh? Crash! Oh, must get help. 911, send EMS to Straub Road. An accident. Hello? Hello? Did you say Straub Road? Hello? Miss Fairchild, good, you're awake. Careful, careful. Miss Fairchild, what happened? You were in a crash, a bad crash. The good news is your husband's going to be okay now that his condition's stabilized. He's been in a coma all night. He suffered a severe concussion, but he's awake now and is cognizant. but a preliminary CAT scan reveals a lesion in the cortex. I'm afraid your husband may undergo erratic and unpredictable personality changes. We'll just have to monitor his functions over the next year or so. Oh, God. And now the bad news. You lost the baby. No! You made us! You made us! The monster made the monsters! Hee 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 hee! Boss, it's okay, boss. They got what they did. Shut up! Smash! Ha 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 ha! What's happening, boss? I feel weird. Ah! Crump! Your mother? Father? Evil? Evil, boss? Wake up, boss! Wake up, evil! Please, wake up! Evil? Evil? Can you hear me? Evil? Oh, that's cool. All right. Same crew? Next issue. Long Branch, New Jersey. Mother? Father? The unimaginable has occurred. Evil Ernie Fairchild is split into two beings, himself and his original human alter ego, Ernest Fairchild. Boss? Well, what's happening? We're not your parents anymore. You killed us. Is that him? No, that dude's living. Make pain stop. Destroy him. He caused this. Get out of our heads. You sure this is the place? Positive. Evil boss, wake up. This isn't good. Boss, get your shit together. They nearly sliced you. Evil! Urgh. As Evil Ernie fights to maintain consciousness, his mind whirls in pain, struggling to make sense of it all. He senses it all begin when the ancient Egyptian vampirus Purgatory invaded his mind, releasing deeply repressed memories. Somehow this triggered a split in his psyche, a schism which was made manifest in flesh. For months now, he's been losing control of the dead mind. Some, such as the cyber-dead, continue to obey his commands. Others, like the flaming radioactive dead he created by nuking Detroit, do not. The dead mind itself has become sentient, heeding its own desires, refusing his wishes, his requests. And he has lost all connection to Lady Death. Speak to me, evil! What the hell's going on? Blurrap! Gosh, gross, what the hell happened? Shh, he's here. Ah, shit, don't pass out on me. Who the hell are you?
The Calvary.
You must be Smiley. Get the hell away from him, you creeps, or I'll rip your goddamn throats out. So what's it to you? And now back off.
What's with this button?
It's him, it's really him.
We're friends, we're here to help. What happened?
Friends, we don't need no stinking friends. Now back off.
No, really, we want to be dead ones. We want to serve Evil Ernie. We want to be your elite.
What can we do?
Yeah, like, does he need blood or something?
Hey, get your mitt off me, you weirdo. What do you mean needs blood? Well, you think he is a freaking vampire?
Please tell us what we can do to help the evil one.
Elsewhere in Long Beach.
Who am I? What's going on?
So you think you can just take stuff, huh? Huh? So you destroy the town, and now you think you can just come in here and take from the dead?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
What? Oh, you didn't mean to, huh? Little Ernest Fairchild, who would have thought he would have killed us all?
Perfect. What you got in mind, Gavin?
You'll see. And the name is Gavin.
Or Gavin. Maybe it's Gavin.
How many times do I have to tell you I despise diminutives?
Yes, this is perfect. What next?
Jap Boy, Ty, go find the backup generators in this place.
CK, you're the tech head. Make certain these monitors are wired and find me a VCR or several.
So what's the big plan, Einstein?
Where there is no vision, the people perish. The Old Testament, Proverbs 29:18. A little simulation. Stimulation, rather. Tell me, Button, what were his favorite TV shows? What were his favorite movies? TV? You gotta be kidding, pal. Those wacko parents of him never let him... Excuse me, those wacko parents of his never let him watch TV. Said it would damage his delicate sensibilities. Ah! Really? You mean he's never seen a movie? Disney flicks, National Velvet and Oliver. You call those movies? How bizarre. He had a deprived childhood. Depraved more like with the frickin'... Excuse me. Depraved childhood more like with the shit those freaks put him through. You're serious? He had no exposure to the media? Not even the news? Cartoons? TV was forbidden. Comic books were banned. Hell, they never even let him outside of Long Branch. You're serious, ain't ya? You really do want to help the boss. So what are you, some kind of sicko? Suicidal? You got a death wish? Then this might work. This could be radical. Hmm? Death wish? Death is the answer. Sicko? No, I'm something else. I'm the next stage of human evolution. You see, I'm not afraid of death. I want to embrace it. Taste it. Love it. Huh? Tired. Confused. Hungry. I want the voices to stop and leave me alone. You didn't take your medicine and look what happened, Ernest. Mr. Goldfine, but you died of a heart attack. You're not real. None of you are. I don't believe in you. Go away. None of you ever cared about me anyway. Ernest, welcome back. I'm so glad you came to see me. Miss Johansson, is it really you? I'm so confused. Where is everybody? What happened? I'm glad to see you, Ernest, but I'm very disappointed. You squandered that wonderful talent to draw, to paint, to create. You twisted it into a destructive power. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's too late to be sorry, Ernest. Look at the terrible suffering you caused. Please, don't go. Don't leave me. You were the only one who believed in me. Why? Why? So, what do you really want, huh? Like I said, to serve the evil one. I believe he is the future, a messiah, if you will. Humanity is weak and, like a sick animal, should be put out of its misery. I hear ya. A boss would like your attitude. That's if we can ever get him to wake up. What happened? Somebody messed with his head, dug up a bunch of repressed memories, and then he started seeing visions. Go on. He decided to come back here. Back to Long Branch. Wanted answers to the questions rattling around in his head. I told him not to do it. Revive his goddamn parents. He probed their memories and something happened. He split in two somehow, and his real self left. His human self. He passed out. Then you weirdos showed up. That's all I know. Tell me, what are you, Button? The name's Smiley, pal. I used to think I was his only friend. Maybe I'm his superego or something. Just don't call me Jiminy Cricket. What are you freaks doing here? Nothing that concerns you. Bam! Splooch! Fool. Ka-chunk! Ernie Fairchild's got cuties. Fairchild's a weirdo. Creepy Fairchild don't got no friends. Who's there? Stevens, but you moved away. You wouldn't let us go, Fairchild. You kept us all trapped in this dead-end town. You creepy freak, Fairchild. Your art sucks. My mom says you're the devil's bastard, but we know why you suck, because you're a creepy little mama's boy faggot creep who... Kick him, Mark. Splook. I thought you were my friend. You don't have any friends, creep. Weirdo. Creepy Ernie the weirdo. I remember that day. Why did you do that? Because you're weird. Because we were afraid of you. I heard... Cool. I guess he ain't still alive, is he? No. Damn, you always get to ice mother, Gavin. You can have the next one, I promise. Good, a pair of Sonys. Set them up. Yeah, promises, promises. Sure, whatever you say, Gavin. There was some good stuff in the tape library. Such as? A Clockwork Orange? The Exorcist? Soldier Blue? Vietnam documentaries? True crime biographies? Bunch of good stuff. Excellent. Generators are working, Gavin. We can do whatever we want. Who's he? Nice throat wound. So, what are you gonna do? Give him a taste of reality via little media stimulation. I told you. Watch with the touching, weirdo. Shh, I'm not gonna hurt him.
Ty, give me your toothpicks.
Toothpicks?
Shh, it's gonna be fine. Don't do that.
It's okay, trust me.
There, that should do it. Now all we need is some music and we're ready to go.
You sure you know what you're doing?
Tyrone, go find us something to drink.
Trust you? Trust you, you...
Come here! I'll tear you to bloody pieces.
It'll be fine, I promise.
There'll be hell to pay when evil snaps out of it. The boss ain't gonna like this when he wakes up.
No, don't.
Whack.
No, no, don't do it. Oh, please, no.
No, Mr. and Miss Ketchum.
Blah.
This is what you did, Fairchild. Not very nice, is it? Why, Ernest, why? I didn't want this. I just wanted the voice to stop the pain.
Why? Because you're evil. Pure evil.
You killed us all, Ernest. 37 innocent people. But that wasn't enough, was it?
Psycho plague sweeps NJ. Thousands die during mass killings.
Why? Why, God? Why?
I'm a cop killer. Better me than you.
Ugh, it's working.
Wow.
Yes! Ah! Thank you. Aha! You okay, boss?
Never felt better. That was very illuminating. Let's get to work.
Then it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Old Testament, Joel 2:28. Chapter 2, verse 28. Next, crime and punishment. Okay, things are getting very interesting. Fear itself. Last chapter. Same crew. Ken Stubby Newman has lived his entire life in Long Branch, New Jersey. Even though it's nothing more than a festering graveyard these days, Stubby has no desire to leave. After all, he's got his books, and there's still enough booze in the town liquor stores. When the booze runs out, he knows it'll be time to move on. Stubby was general manager of the municipal dump, but he had always dreamed of becoming a writer. Since the psycho plague hit, he's been holed up in the basement of the Long Branch Library. In how many years he's finally managed to catch up on his reading and his drinking. Most of the living dead have gone, wandering off to God knows where. Those that remain seem oblivious to his presence. As wasted lives go, it's not a bad existence.
Huh? Crash! God, no! Drinking bad for your health. Alcohol provoked domestic violence.
No, please!
The living must be judged. Punishment will fit the crime.
O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. The third, chapter 3, verse 2, line 2?
Long Branch, PBS station.
The deeds we do, the words we say, into still air they seem to fleet. We count them ever past, but they shall last. In the dread judgment, they and we shall meet. John Keble, The Effective Example.
You had me worried there, boss. What next? How you feeling?
Never better. Strip!
I like it.
You're not gonna pierce anything else, are you?
Why? Want a bone ring?
No way!
Who are you?
Where? I'm CK. Name's Robert, but everybody just calls me Jap Boy because I like...
My name is Gavin Combs, and we want to be dead ones. We want to serve you. Why? Explain.
You're the greatest mass murderer in the history of the world. World's gonna come to an end, so...
So why not be a part of it? Celebrate it. Revel in the experience.
We've admired your career from afar. We want to be a part of it. We want to serve you. Is that so hard to understand?
Yeah, man, like you got the power, like the Force or something. And we want to be your Jedi Knights, only screw that Obi-Wan crap. Darth Vader was more powerful. You speak in riddles, explain. Like when you kill people and revive them, we know they come back powerful and shit. That's what we want to be, man, powerful. Am I evil? Of course you evil, man. You the most evil motherfucker ever walked the planet. You are the evil one. You make Hitler look like a kid with a train set. You're like, really, cool. You're beyond such trivial concepts as good and evil. What is evil? Is it just a Judeo-Christian concept that you're the transgression of a moral law? Is evil the corruption of innocence? What is good? Is it just a feeling? Is it evil to murder someone? Not if they deserve it. There's some homies. Some former brothers I'd like to give a taste of what you got. Kill them all. We want to feel like you do. Feel the rush. Give me a reason. Show me why I should create dead ones. Elsewhere in Long Branch. Judgment. We shall judge the living. Our right. Our destiny. Our destiny. Punishment must fit the crime. God will not look you over for medals, degrees, or diplomas, but for scars. Hubbard. Epigrams. His name is Ernest Fairchild once. He was a talented boy whose artistic ability could unconsciously redraw reality. But that was before the beatings. The abuse made him turn that talent inward, recreating himself as Evil Ernie under the guidance of the mysterious being known as Lady Death. Now Fairchild is split from his alter ego and finds himself alone in the town he grew up in, the town he destroyed. More ghosts, but maybe this time I'll find some answers. They're going to get you, Barbara. Stop it, Johnny. Cool. This isn't going to give you nightmares, is it? It's just a movie, Dad. Your dad took you to scary movies. Watching Disney movies all the time gets kind of boring. You remember this? It was a defining moment in our lives. It sowed the seeds for what we became. Huh? Wait. Don't go. I've had enough of this. Show me. Prove to me why I should. Since his near-fatal encounter with Purgatory, Evil Ernie has undergone a change. By invading his mind, the Egyptian vampirist revealed deeply buried memories, which led him on a quest for the truth, which detonated the trauma which split Ernest Fairchild from Evil Ernie. Having lost control over portions of the dead mind, Evil Ernie's psychic talents have amplified, allowing him to enter the minds of the living. C.K. Hooper's been a thief for as long as he can remember. It's never a conscious decision. Like a magpie, if he sees something which catches his attention, he takes it. First, it was small stuff. Candy, comic books, magazines. Most of what he took, he didn't need. His mother doted on him. Gave him everything he wanted. It was never enough. While still a juvenile, he graduated to the major league. His first murder wasn't intentional. He blamed it on an itchy trigger finger and an unstable Saturday night special. Pathetic, what a loser. You're probably a panty snatcher, too. Fuck you, freak. No way. I pulled 6 bank jobs and netted over $1 million before I was old enough to drink legally. What, you think I am? Some kind of amateur? Grrr! What'd you do that for? Oh, shit. He's gonna choke to death if I don't. Grrr! He'll live. For a while. Who's next? You? Geronimo? Like the saying goes, Tyrone Williamson was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. The son of an advertising executive and a model mother, his life was far removed from the ghetto. That's my boy. He's going to grow up as fast as Jesse Owens. Our boy. I see a bright future. Class president at Harvard. I actually did the wrong voices for that. We're going to redo that. That's my boy. He's going to grow up as fast as Jesse Owens. Our boy. I see a bright future. Class president at Harvard. Remember, darling, there's nothing you can't do or achieve if you set your mind to it. Yes, Mom. Ty's mother was a great believer in the power of positive thinking, hard work and instilled in him a sense of self-worth. He took the lessons she taught him to heart. And, of course, whatever you wanted was there for the taking if you really wanted it bad enough. Despite a life of comfort,
comfort, rather, in the more wealthy environs of the Bay Area, Ty sought his own stimulation. He straddled two worlds, one of privilege and pleasure. So, get an abortion, and another of pleasure in inflicting pain, of seeking out the lowest moral depths. He had a great talent for juggling the two, until one night his luck ran out. Ty learned early on in life, while money can't buy you happiness, in America, it buys justice. Enough, pointless, but ruthless. Yeah! Shh, I didn't think it would be like this. Dead one, rise. I hear and obey, evil one. Burn it, all of it. Fire, cleanse, burn. Burn good. Burn it down, burn. Fire. You're insane. Gotta find a place to hide. Huh? Show me. Okay. My kid's sister drowned in the pool. I was watching TV. My parents blamed me, shunned me after the funeral. I ran away from home, man. Enough! What a loser! Burn! Burn now! Destroy! You can't come in here, Ernest. This is God's house, and he has forsaken you just as you rejected him. But Father Blatty, I didn't. Help me, please. I can't, Ernest. God won't let me. You're a priest. You're supposed to help people. But you didn't help me when I needed you. All of you got what you deserved. There, the one who must die. The first sacrifice. The beast. The beast. Out of my way. You convince me. This one's a real weirdo, boss. I grew up with a life of privilege. My parents were hippies who became money-obsessed yuppies. Whatever I wanted, they gave me. I had no restraints. If I had taken a dump on my mother's prized Afghan rug, she would have said I was just expressing myself. My father was a Silicon Valley magnate who sold his technology to the military. That's how I tracked you using the green energy tracking device he developed for the ARA. American Restoration Alliance. See Evil Ernie Destroyer. The first time I killed someone, I felt nothing. I did it on a whim because I could and got away with it. The second time was an accident. He was a drunken bum. His life was worthless. My parents loved me. I loved them in a way, though emotions like love and hate always seemed pointless to me, a waste of energy. I always knew I was different. I read every book on serial killers, murderers, the insane. I wasn't like them. I didn't fit the paradigm. I knew I was different, superior, beyond such petty concerns as good and evil. What is evil? Genocide? Genocide is part of the natural selection process. One tribe's desire to exterminate another is the history of mankind. What of religion? Christianity is supposed to be about redemption through good to deliver us from evil. Yet the history of Christianity is one of genocide and murder. So is religion evil? Pain is evil. Hurt is bad. Hurt those who hurt. Destroy. Exactly. Destruction is the cornerstone of human nature. We destroy to create. You are the destroyer. We're a lot alike, you and I. You are the next stage in evolution. You are like Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction and rebirth. Yes, bringer of death. Then give me the gift of living death. Make me one of your elite. I want to serve as your chief dead one. No, not alike. I am Evil Ernie. No? What do you mean no? You have to. You have to give me the gift. Snap. No, no. Kill him. Tear him apart. No. Rip. Ah! Nice one, Evil. About time you showed some attitude. Didn't like him. Weird. Creepy. No! No church. No state. Except living in undeath. Destroy the destroyers. Punish the sinners. No flesh shall be spared. An hour before dawn. Who set this place on fire? Excuse me. Who set this place on fire? Don't know. Don't care. You are free. Go. Find your own way. Lost. Alone. I don't need you. Account ye no man happy till he died. Euripides. All right. That's all we've got. Hope you guys enjoyed these two
Evil Ernie arcs. And of course, we're going to have Chastity for you next month. Yeah, Chastity's coming back. Been a long time, right? I know you guys are big fans of Chastity, some of you. Couldn't find a damn t-shirt with Chastity to save my life. Went to Teespring and all these other sites. I found Lady Death and I found Vampirella. Got a real nice Lady Death shirt I'll be rocking. But, nope. Can't find anything. And of course, I'm looking for the classic art. I'm not looking for the new art. I'm looking for the classic art. So I always, you know, pick the classic art. But can't find anything with Chastity. Can't find anything with Purgatory. I haven't checked Evil Ernie yet. Hopefully I can with Evil Ernie. But anyway, yeah, trying to get shirts of these characters, it's not exactly easy. But it's something I do like. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics. I think we've got, what is it we have coming up? Oh, yeah, the Inkle. Not a lot of you guys enjoyed it, but we got Before the Inkle coming up. And then, I guess we're going back to Witchblade, is it? I believe it's Witchblade. Yeah, it'll be Witchblade coming at you. So, stay tuned for that, guys. We've got Before the Inkle and more Witchblade coming at you next week. Alright, I'm out. Excuse me. One more thing. If you want to support Brian Polito right now, he's running a Kickstarter. It's a new comic they're working on. Donate. You know, give him some money. Back it. Because that helps him make new comics. And that's always awesome.